Welcome, kids. I am so happy you're joining me today. Today is a very special holiday. It's called Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is the holiday of very important part of nature. Very special powers of trees. Trees. I love trees. Do you love trees? And the Kabbalists explain that their special powers is that they are growing against the force of gravity. They are growing upwards. There are no trees that look exactly the same. None of them. Some of them have fruits. Some of them have flowers. Some of them don't have flowers or fruits. But all of them are so beautiful and unique. Do you know what's inside the fruits? Inside the fruit, there are seeds. And did you know that if we will take the seeds and we'll plant it in the ground and we'll care for it, another tree with the same kind of fruit will grow. So if you want an apple tree to grow, what seeds do you need to plant? That's true. Apple seeds. And if you want an orange tree to grow, what seeds do you need to plant? That's true. Orange seeds. Did you know that Kabbalah explains a very special secret about fruits? Do you want to hear it? Yes? So come closer. I will explain this very special secret, but with a riddle. Are you ready? With your friends, if you plant seeds of smiles, seeds of laughter, and seeds of speaking kind words, what do you think the fruit that will grow from these seeds? That's right. Seeds of friendship, of laughter, and smiles. Let me ask you another one. With your family, if you are planting seeds of caring and love and hugs, what kind of fruit do you think will grow from it? That is true. Fruits of love in your family. Do you remember how we said before that we all have a very special connection to trees on Tu Bishvat? And do you remember that I told you that I really, really love trees? So I will tell you another secret. I draw and I paint trees all the time. And I drew one specially for you. Let me show you how it works. So when I'm starting to draw a tree, I'm starting with the roots. We will make a few half circles, just like that, in all kind of size. And now we're moving to the trunk. So I will have one line on the left side and one line on the other side. And for the branches, I will make the same exactly thing as I did with the roots. A few half circles with all kind of shapes and size. And I will close it from the trunk with one line to the right and one line to the left. You see how it looks so beautiful, already like a tree. So we're going to draw all kind of fruits, but our fruits can be all kind of shapes. It can be a symbol of a heart that will represent our fruits. And I can also have a few flowers that will represent my fruits. I love flowers. You can do it with all kind of shapes. It can be like clouds, and it can be like your puppy, or maybe a rainbow. Anything will work. It's your tree, and your tree is going to be beautiful. Now we will move to the fun part, choosing the colors for my tree. I think I will go with the blue. I know the fruits probably are not in the color of blue, but it doesn't matter. I love the color of blue, and I want my heart to be blue. And you know what? This is my tree, and it's going to be perfect because this is mine, and it came from my heart, and my heart is perfect. blue heart that will represent love to the world, kind words to my family, and unity for everyone. So I'm painting my trunk with the color of red. I know that probably most of the trees don't have branches with the color of red. But you know what? It doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong in my painting because this is my tree. And my tree is coming from love and from my heart. And my heart is perfect. And that tree is perfect too. Kids, that was so much fun to talk to you and to create with you. Now I want to show you the tree that I made specially for you. This one, a red tree with blue hearts. Yeah, and it's perfect, I love it. And there's another tree that I made for you. And this tree is yellow with pink clouds. I know clouds are not pink, but it doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong in my drawing because this is my drawing, this is my tree, and this tree came from my heart. And my heart is beautiful. And that's why this tree is beautiful. And when you're going to draw, and this is your turn now, it's going to be beautiful because there is no right or wrong in your drawing. It's all coming from your heart. And your heart is beautiful. And the tree will be beautiful as well. So now it's your time. You can ask an adult to help you to draw a tree and you can make the fruits. And if you cannot do that, you can ask an adult to help you to print out a tree that I made especially for you. Then you can draw all the fruits with all the good things you wish for yourself, for the world, and for your family. Remember, it's all good. There's no right or wrong. Inside of the fruit, you can, if you wish, you can write inside of it. What do you wish for? One of the fruits can be a fruit of love. One of them can be fruit of happiness. And one can be joy and fulfillment. That's your tree. There's no right or wrong. Remember, because it's coming from your heart. And your heart is perfect. So let me ask you, my friends. What fruits do you wish for yourself? For your family? For your friends? And what fruits do you wish for the world? I hope you enjoyed. I had a wonderful time. So until the next time, have a beautiful holiday filled with fruits, love, and colors.